content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. Hello, everyone. Welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior in the Mix. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. Junior, how you doing? Did you have a great weekend?
I did. I had a really good weekend, actually. It was busy, but it was good. I DJed good. A wedding, and it was a probably top three weddings I've ever DJed. It was a lot of fun.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, it was actually all the way out by you. I was actually in, I passed almost right by your house. I was out in Kaufman. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow. So. Yeah. Yeah, you. Wow, that's So you, you were headed east, right?
Yeah, on the east side. It was about an hour and a half drive for me, but wow. It ended up being so worth it. The bride and groom put on a great wedding. Like I said, top three weddings I've ever DJed.
Nice. So. Well, I had a good weekend too. We just put up our Christmas tree a couple of minutes ago.
Week.
So
awesome.
I'm so excited. The girls and I are gonna decorate it on Thanksgiving night.
It just changes the way your whole house feels, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
The cats are looking at it like,
how can I knock that down?
It'll just be a matter of minutes before Dean is in there, I'm sure.
But Dean.
Dean,
stay out of the tree,
the
Dean.
Oh, he's such a ding dong, I swear.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I got my new washer and dryer and this morning I had not filled out the paperwork yet, for the warranty. Well, Dean peed all over the papers.
Oh, Dean.
Like, thank you, Dean. I don't even get upset anymore. It's just like, okay.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do.
Yep.
But we've got a great show today. We do. And it's Monday here at One Life Radio. At the half, we've got Dr. Al Dannenberg, or Dr. Al. We're going to be talking about the importance of nutrition when fighting cancer. And of course, it is Monday. So Mary Holland is with us. We are getting ready to cover the most read news of the week recap with Mary Holland and the Children's Health Defense. Mary Holland serves as president and general counsel of Children's Health Defense. She left the faculty of New York University School of Law, where she served for 17 years, most recently directing its graduate lawyering program. Mary received her Master of Arts and Juris Doctor degrees from Columbia University and her undergraduate degree from Harvard. She has worked in international public and private law, and Mary is the co-author of Vaccine Epidemic and the HPV Vaccine on Trial, Seeking Justice for a Generation Betrayed. You can find Mary at childrenshealthdefense.org. That's childrenshealthdefense.org. Mary, how you doing today? Welcome.
I'm good. How are you, Bernadette?
I'm good. I'm so happy. I love the holidays. I do. I think everybody does, right? There's just
It's special.
If we could only be this happy all year long, right?
And Yeah,
but I guess that's what makes it special too, right? But we've got a lot to cover here today. We do. Since we spoke last Monday, I received and started reading John F. Kennedy Jr.'s new book, The Real Anthony Fauci. What an incredible book, Mary. I truly am astonished by the level of deep financial entanglements between big pharma and government health agencies like the CDC, the NIH, and the FDA. Can we talk about the number of patents these organizations hold and how they profit from them?
Sure. Yeah, most people don't really understand that literally CDC, FDA, NIH are in bed with the pharmaceutical industry and with all of these sort of academic research. They don't function independently. So they have foundations that give them millions of dollars. They literally can't function. FDA, more than half of its budget comes from user fees that are paid for directly by pharma. Scientists at NIH and at CDC participate in inventing drugs and vaccines. They can each individually get up to $150,000 per year towards their participation in those inventions. For example, NIAID, that's headed by Tony Fauci, part of NIH, has a joint patent with Moderna on the Moderna vaccine against COVID. I mean, they're just completely intertwined, Bernadette. And so the reality is, as Bobby Kennedy says in his book, NIAID is the world's biggest drug incubator. But a lot of people are still under the misimpression that it's basically a separate government agency watchdog that's really looking out for the public. No, it's an arm of the pharmaceutical industry that's promoting new drugs. That's basically what it does.
It's terrible. I was shocked at the number of patents, like I said, and I'm only about three chapters into the book. It's so good. It is so good. Anyone out there wanting to know more about what's really going on, I encourage you to get a copy of the book, The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Okay, so, you know, one of the biggest news stories of this week is the FDA wants 55 years to produce data. I'm reading this thinking this can't even be real. The FDA, yeah, they want 55 years for people that haven't heard this. Junior, I don't know if you have, but they want
55. I haven't, but I'm listening now.
Okay. The FDA wants 55 years to produce data that led to the warp speed licensing of the Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine. Mary, what is really going on? 55 years? So, that's ludicrous.
Yeah, let me explain this because it's pretty funny, and they're getting a lot of mileage out of this. So a group of scientists calling themselves the Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency wrote a letter to the FDA, and they asked for Freedom of Information Act information about all of the documentation that went into the licensure of Comirnaty. And the FDA came back and they said, well, it's 329,000 pages of documentation. And and it'll just take us a really, really long time to go through that. We can't expedite it. It just is going to take us too long. And so then this group of public health people, represented by Siri and Glimstad and attorney Aaron Siri, who also represents ICANN, they filed a lawsuit against the FDA in the Northern District of Texas saying, you've got to expedite this and give us the documentation. It's, you know, everybody in the country is being forced to take these vaccines. Like, you have an obligation of transparency. Mm-hmm. And so the FDA, as is common in a lawsuit like this, the FDA and this group of public health professionals, they put a joint document together to the court, and it was submitted on this joint submission was done on November 15th, and then Aaron Siri has been publicizing it. So the FDA's position is it's going to take us, we can only go through 500 pages per month. And if you add that up, it means that they won't be finished with this 329,000 pages until 2076.
This is
basically the FDA's position. It took them 100. And so the group, the medical group's position is, listen, you license this in 108 days. Fine, we'll give you 108 days to give us a redacted versions of everything that you needed. Like, fair is fair. If you could do this in warp speed of 108 days, surely you can give us the documentation in 108 days. So it's
Absolutely.
Now before the court. And I think it's really, the FDA is already embarrassed, I hope, if they're embarrassable. But listen, it cannot be that they get 55 years to produce information that, is relevant to decisions that people have to make about whether or not they can keep their jobs.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, Bernadette, that the next story, it wasn't in this week, but so they have released the first 500 pages. And even in the first 500 pages with huge redactions, it is clear that Pfizer observed lots of reported central nervous system disorders, and they had to hire new people at Pfizer to record these adverse events. And so these lawyers are doing a great job and pushing FDA and Pfizer to release this information. People have to have real information to make intelligent decisions with.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, right?
Absolutely. So this is really a really positive development of using Freedom of Information Act requests to really nail the FDA.
Well, I can't stop laughing about it. It just doesn't even, it seems like it's, something like a Saturday Night Live
like
skit or something, right?
I agree. It absolutely seems like a spoof. And I think, more people need to know about it. This is how absurd this situation is. People have to get their vaccines by the end of November. But the FDA says they don't have to give you the information until 2076.
Yeah.
Any normal person says that is absurd. That's crazy.
Yeah, let's put the vaccine on the table for 55 years.
Exactly,
how about that?
Exactly. You know? So maybe I'll comply by 2076. Right?
Oh my gosh. Junior, what do you think? What are your thoughts right now? I'm dying to know.
I think I'm going to wait to conform as well till 2076. If they've got 55, I got 55.
Oh my gosh. It's just crazy.
That route.
It is. Well, and it is. It's just crazy. But, you know, and here's another headline. As reports of injuries after COVID vaccines nears the 1 million mark, the CDC and FDA clear Pfizer and Moderna boosters for all adults. So, Mary, when is this train going to stop? How can we stop it?
You know, it's already, I would argue, Bernadette, that it's actually really, it's really slowing to a halt now in Europe and in Australia. So 500,000 people were demonstrating in Melbourne over the weekend.
Nice.
40,000 people were out in Vienna on Saturday. People have had enough of these mandates and these restrictions. And we're behind the curve in the United States, and our corporate media is not telling people what's happening.
Yeah.
But this is exploding. It's exploding. What? There's no explanation for doubling down on vaccines when they obviously don't work. It's crazy.
It's such a scam.
And so I do believe it's starting truly to unravel.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear it. I am. I believe it's such a scam. I don't know how you couldn't see it. I just don't know how anyone couldn't see it. But, you know, a lot of people don't get the same. They don't get the same news. If you're watching,
they don't get
just
the news that we get. Exactly.
No, they don't. And if they did, they would change their mind because it's so illogical.
They would.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the clock. We're going to go for a quick break. Everyone, stay tuned. There's more coming up with Mary Holland. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Performance, endurance, hydration, energy, immunity, focus. What do these words have in common? They're what you need to reach your highest fitness potential, and they're what you get with Sun Warrior's new active nutrition line. Choose from active energy, hydration, protein, or creatine. Four natural supplement blends that are 100% plant-based, synthetic-free, gluten-free, and with no added sugars. Order Sun Warrior's new active nutrition line at sunwarrior.com, and as always, use the code OLR for 20% off.
Celebrating 10 years on the air. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Well, sorry about that. Welcome back to One Life Radio. I had to clear my throat. It happens, right?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great to be broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas with Junior and Mary Holland. We are covering the most read news of the week recap with Mary Holland and the Children's Health Defense. Okay, so Mary, the headline reads, court deals new blow to fatally flawed Biden vaccine mandates. But what does that mean? So, Mary, everyone I know is against the mandates, including even my friends on the far, far left. So, and yet the major news outlets like the Wall Street Journal recently proclaimed that vaccine mandates are surviving nearly all court challenges. But it's simply not true, is it?
It's not. You know, the good news is that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals held twice that the OSHA guidelines to impose mandates on corporations with over 100 employees failed miserably. It was overbroad. And more than 30 lawsuits challenging federal mandates have now been aggregated in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. So the bottom line is OSHA has stopped implementing the guidelines about the 100-person-plus corporations, and the CMS mandate and the federal contractor mandate and that mandate for OSHA are all under scrutiny right now in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. So really, things are up for grabs. Actually, our organization, Children's Health Defense, has a hearing in 40 minutes in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals about religious exemptions for New York City employees of the Department of Education. So people may get the impression that, you know, everything's going to fly. No, that's not the case. The law works pretty slowly, and it needs to get full records. They actually need to do fact-finding. Things are happening in different places around the country. This is definitely a story in progress. It is not over by a long shot.
I love it. I love that everybody is finally fighting this. It's so wrong on every level. It just is.
Well, 26 attorney generals, a majority of U.S. states are fighting this, Bernadette.
Yeah.
So people should realize this is far from over.
Yeah, and I'm so glad. I'm so happy to hear that. It gives me hope. It does. You know, next on this list of top red news and views from the Defender newsletter from the Children's Health Defense is about arguably one of the most hated men on the planet, Mark Zuckerberg. So the title reads, Metaverse Will Trap Us in Virtual Reality and Position Zuckerberg as the World's Largest Landlord. Mary, what is a metaverse and what is Mark Zuckerberg up to now?
Okay, so Facebook has renamed its parent company Metaverse. And what Mark Zuckerberg is trying to sell us all on is that virtual reality is the best. And that's where we should be going to school and work and worship and socialize. And he wants to own that metaverse, that sort of hybrid between the real world and the virtual world. And they basically want to addict people to living their lives in the metaverse. Wow. And he wants to own everything. They want the new pubs, the new bars, the new places where people congregate. They want to be in virtual space. They want to normalize everything virtual. And it's a big threat to the way humans live. It's a big threat, if you ask me.
Oh, absolutely.
It's dehumanizing, really. Yeah. It's turning us into these sort of virtual creatures, which I personally think is tragic.
It is. It is. Junior, what are your thoughts?
Man, it's so scary to think that. And well, what the scary thing is you're right. You know what I mean? Like, that's so crazy to think that that's what it's going to be. And, you know, I didn't even hear what Mary just said. I didn't hear about that. But I mean, they just changed Facebook's name to Meta. And I mean, it's, man, that is so scary. And I hope that doesn't happen because, man, the social interaction is just like, I mean, humans need that. Like, that's crazy to not get out and just look at somebody through a computer screen. That's a scary thought.
It's scary.
It's going to cause a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. It's going to cause a lot of damage if it happens, especially our young people. They're already so disconnected, right?
That's all they know now.
I know. It's really scary. It is. But, you know, what can we do to fight it? I guess just get off of Facebook, right?
Yeah, get
off
Facebook.
That's a great place to start.
You know, have kids be in homeschool with no masks and no distancing and just treat people normally.
Yeah. Well, you know, sorry about my voice, but the next story from The Defender is my favorite one of the week. It really is. So Fauci, Gates admit, this is so great, you guys, Fauci and Gates admit COVID vaccines don't work as advertised. So Mary, please tell me that the American people are starting to see the lies and corruption from these two clowns.
I just have to say, duh, you know, they don't work as advertised. Yeah, people are getting third and fourth doses and, you know, huge percentages of people in the hospital and dying have been vaccinated. You know, they're admitting it. This is good news that they're admitting it, but the crazy thing is they're trying to use it then to sell boosters. And it's like, well, but if the first and second ones didn't work, why are the third and fourth ones going to work? But that's how they're using this. But one of the points in this article is, as Bobby's book points out, you know, Gates and Fauci have been in virtually daily communication, and they basically entered into a partnership around vaccines and pandemic preparedness games, you know, over a decade ago.
Wow. It's just, it's crazy that we're even, that this, excuse me, I have somebody bringing me some water, but on here also is another story is that Bill Gates in The Defender is just plain wrong about fertilizers too, that scientists are saying that. So what is Bill Gates wrong about, Mary? What are the scientists saying?
So Gates, you know, not only wants to have investments in all the vaccines that every person on the planet uses, he also basically wants to own the food chain. He wants to own the food supply, genetically modified seeds, and the fertilizer, the nutrients that have to be, you know, used for crops. And so he is a big advocate of nitrogen fertilizers. But what the article points out is that nitrogen fertilizers are a huge contributor to greenhouse gases, and they're fueling climate change. And they're not producing more food. So there's 30% of people in Africa who are actually undernourished. And so African farmers are calling Gates's nitrogen fertilizer climate stupid agriculture. And the article is basically agreeing that this is just climate stupid. He's saying that he wants to prevent climate change, but in fact, you know, his profit motives appear to be winning out.
Uh-huh. How did you become such an expert in everything?
I think buying off the media had a lot to do with that, Bernadette.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the Defender. I love the Defender. You can get it for free. And if you miss a day, you miss a lot. So I encourage everyone listening to subscribe to the Defender's top news of the day. It's free, like I said. Stories like, okay, this, why I'm not vaccinated. So this is a fantastic story, Mary, about a journalist. She makes her case in Newsweek, nonetheless, an op-ed. It's such a great opinion piece. What did she say, Mary?
It is a great piece. So this is a healthy 36-year-old woman who says the reality is I have a 99.97% chance of survival if I get COVID. Why in heaven's name would I take this vaccine? And she points out that most Democrats in particular have a very skewed impression of the lethality of COVID, and they imagine that 50% of people will get hospitalized if they get COVID, which is complete misinformation. She points out that 76% of the people who've just died of COVID in Vermont were actually vaccinated. So she asks for people to have a little common sense and bodily autonomy and to wake up from their psychosis.
Oh, I love it. It is like a psychosis. I mean, we've been brainwashed. We really have been brainwashed by the media. So many of us. You know, one of my favorite stories this week, too, is about the ivermectin. So next on the list of top news and views from the Children's Health Defense newsletter, The Defender, is why ivermectin is superior to Pfizer's antiviral pill. And so, Mary, what are the findings? Are there any projected profits as well for Pfizer with their new COVID pill? It all seems like super suspicious to me.
It is super suspicious. So, you know, Merck has already come out with its antiviral pill, and now, you know, Pfizer is not to be left behind. And so they've just come out with this new drug called Paxlovid, and they're asking for the FDA to consider it for emergency use authorization on November 30th. And this article is about this comedian show by Jimmy Dore that points out that ivermectin is totally inexpensive. It got the Nobel Prize in 2015. It's incredibly safe. It's incredibly effective. And it basically, they're suppressing this so that, you know, Pfizer can make money and Merck can make money. It's criminal. It's truly criminal what has been done with the suppression of ivermectin.
Well, yeah, and ivermectin won a Nobel Prize, right, for human medicine in 2015?
They
use it for a lot of different things, but I'll tell you, like the people, you were speaking about the left earlier, and I, you know, I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not far left or far right. And so, you know, but a lot of these people that are on the left, they are just convinced that this is the dumbest thing on the planet that anybody that would even consider taking ivermectin. What do you say to them?
I mean, but you have to remember, Bernadette, they're fed lies all the time. They're told it's horse paste. They're told there's no science. They're told that it's dangerous. I mean, the New York Times today has an article that says that ivermectin, there's no science. That's ridiculous.
Oh, gosh.
Is absolutely a false fact. I mean, there are many scientific studies that show that it is safe and effective, but they're suppressing that information.
Yeah, the New York Times, I used to respect that newspaper. I haven't for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the same newspaper, too, that denied that the Holocaust was happening as well, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, think about that before you pick up a copy of it or read it online. It's shoddy journalism in my opinion. And I feel like they are also controlled by Big Pharma. Would you agree?
They are. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's their main advertiser. So people have to follow the money. I mean, people really do have to follow the money.
Yeah. Even the NFL. I was watching the game the other night, Junior. I can't even remember which one it was, but it had ads for pharmaceutical drugs too. And, you know, and it's funny because the NFL had their stance was that, oh yes, everybody in the NFL needed to get, vaccinated. And there were a lot of briefs, guys that stood up like Cole Beasley and Aaron Rodgers and several others, right? That said no. But you have to question what's going on even with the NFL.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, sorry, I didn't have I thought I had my mic on and I didn't.
No, that's okay. It's okay, but I mean,
I agree with that. The whole thing with that Aaron Rodgers thing, like he got it and he was unvaccinated, but then Ben Roethlisberger also caught it and he was vaccinated and nobody said it. You know what I mean? It just didn't. The gauge on the story was just totally off. It really was.
You know? Well, you know, to get back to our focus here on the most read news of the week recap with Mary Holland and the Children's Health Defense. You know, lastly, Mary, I have this one I'd like to talk about. Secret emails reveal how the NIH EcoHealth Alliance colluded to skirt restrictions on risky experiments. Are the walls finally closing in on Anthony Fauci?
They're starting to. So again, this is another story about really effective use of freedom of information by Intercept and Daily Caller. And they got email traffic between Echo Health Alliance, which was a grantee of the National Institutes of Health. And in this article, there's a little video clip of the head of NIH, Frances Collins, being interviewed by a CNN reporter, Pam Brown, and she's really pushing Collins and saying, you guys were negligent. You didn't even know what was going on with U.S. taxpayer money, and you were funding risky research. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Collins is really sort of upset, and he basically says, well, you just have to be clear. There's no way that this is connected to SARS-CoV-2. Mm-hmm. And she says, you know, I'm not saying it is, but obviously you're not doing your job in overseeing use of the money. And he acknowledges that, yes, we didn't know about that, and he blames it all on Echo Health Alliance. But the bottom line is, Bernadette, real information is starting to come out that, mm-hmm. you know, the U.S. was funding weapons research, bioweapons research that violated federal law.
Wow.
And they were colluding with people in the Chinese military to do it. That's the bottom line. And so it's really, you know, the walls are starting to close in, and they can't close in fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love the book. I can't wait to continue reading it. I'm talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new book, The Real Anthony Fauci. I encourage everyone to pick up a copy of it and really, you know, and do some of your own investigating as to what is really going on behind the scenes here with this whole fight for our medical freedom on body autonomy. It's important. It's important for our country. It's important for the world. Right, Mary?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's always great to have you on the show. And I wish you and your family a wonderful holiday week. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone at the Children's Health Defense.
Thank you so much. You too, Bernadette.
Thank you. All right, everyone. We are going to continue here. I encourage you to go to thechildrenshealthdefense.org and check out and sign up for the free newsletter, The Defender. We'll be right back with Dr. L. Dannenberg. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Want to advertise on One Life Radio? Send us an email, info@onelifradio.com.
We have an exciting announcement to make. Jared Ramirez, our on-air microbiome expert, and his team at Enviromedica took home the 2021 Nexty Award for Best New Product Supporting a Healthy Microbiome. The Nexty Awards recognize the most progressive, innovative, inspiring, and trustworthy products in the natural products industry. We've always known about their TerraFlora Deep Immune Symbiotic. It provides broad-spectrum gut health support while strengthening the body's adaptive response to immune challenges. It is a completely elevated gut immune system support product, a perfect welcome addition to your supplement routine. Visit Enviromedica.com to learn more and order your TerraFlora Deep Immune Symbiotic. Congratulations, Enviromedica.
10 years of positivity on your radio. This is One Life Radio.
Love it, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior in the Mix. And I've got Dr. L. Dannenberg I'm about to introduce here in just a second. We are live from iHeartMedia here in Dallas, Texas, as well as Southern California on ABC News Talk. Dr. L., how you doing? Are you there?
I am doing amazingly well. And how are you doing? It's been a while since I've said hey.
Good. I'm doing really well. I am. I got a little trouble with my voice this morning, this afternoon, but we'll get through this. So much I want to hear all about the importance of nutrition when fighting cancer, your recent bump in the road, but let me introduce you first. Dr. Al is a periodontist, certified functional medicine practitioner, an ADAPT-trained health professional, and certified primal health coach. After a terminal multiple myeloma diagnosis, Dr. Al wasn't supposed to make it to see 2019, let alone be thriving right now. And nothing to lose and everything to gain, he developed a plan that evolved into his unconventional cancer protocols, combining in-depth research of ancestral nutrition and lifestyle changes with his knowledge from 44 years as a periodontist. On April 14, 2020, Dr. Al was appointed the chair of the Periodontal Committee for the International Academy of Biological Dentistry and Medicine. And in August of 2020, he published two mini ebooks on Amazon Better Belly Blueprint and Is Your Gut Killing You? You can find Dr. Dannenberg at drdannenberg.com or follow him on Twitter at Dr. Dannenberg. Okay, so we're talking about the importance of nutrition when fighting cancer. You recently posted about a bump in the road, Dr. Al, in your journey with cancer. Can you tell us about it and share it with the audience?
Yes. Yeah, so you know, I've been doing extremely well. So in June this year, June 22nd, 2021, to be specific, I have, and I don't do chemo, but I do some immunotherapy, which is not chemo, to kill some cancer cells, and I do it once a month. Mm-hmm. I had that normal injection, and a week later, I developed really severe complications, more so than I've had actually since my diagnosis. Now, originally, my oncologist thought maybe this therapy is not working anymore. The side effects are too extensive, very little benefit. We're going to maybe stop the immunotherapy. But the symptoms I had were very interesting. I had severe diarrhea. I had severe headaches, muscle and joint soreness everywhere, total exhaustion to the point if I were to get up to go to the bathroom, I was so tired I had to lay down. So I had all these things going on, and my oncologist thought the cancer's coming back. So we talked about that, and then as we looked into the symptoms, they're typical of the Delta variant of the vaccine,
really?
I mean the virus. Now, I'm not vaccinated for a variety of reasons, one of which I had a severe reaction to a flu vaccine 5 years ago, and it was advised I should never get a vaccine like that again. Obviously, there are differences in this vaccine, but I am not vaccinated. So we talked about the symptoms, and they're typical, except I never had loss of taste, never had loss of smell, and never had a fever. So we looked into the symptoms even more, and he did some blood work and whatever, and it looked like the cancer was activating. The PET scan was not as negative as it used to be. And it turned out that he believed, and I totally believe, that the virus, and I had COVID, activated my unhealthy plasma cells that create unhealthy antibodies, started to go crazy, and here I was. But I recovered amazingly well. And some of the blood work showed that I definitely had a severe case of COVID. And right now, I can, for the most part, tell you, I believe, that the reason I have recovered without any other medication, without being hospitalized or whatever, is because my immune system is as robust as I can create it to be.
Wow.
And that's from what I do with my unconventional cancer protocol.
That's an amazing story. You know, I've had a little bit of a cold the last 2 weeks. I don't know if it was COVID or not. You know, I took precautions, but I'm always, you know, I'm always taking lots of supplements and everything. But one of the things that occurred to me was this, you know, and I'm thinking, why, you know, because you say this, you retained your sense of taste and smell. Okay. But have you ever had a cold in your past where I have, where you think, and I never really thought about it until, you know, that was like, oh, that's the telltale sign. If you've got COVID, you lose your taste and your sense of smell, right? But if you're low in zinc, that happens too. And if you're fighting COVID and you're taking zinc, yes, right?
Yeah,
but
zinc, zinc is the answer.
Yeah, zinc is the answer. And but even still, you know, haven't you ever had a cold like that? Let's say 20 years ago, where you lost your, where you couldn't smell and you couldn't taste your food, and you know what it's like when you're sick like that and nothing tastes good because you can't taste it. But that's been happening for a very long time. That's a typical human reaction, isn't it, to any kind of cold or flu virus, is what I'm getting at.
Zinc is a factor in taste and smell, and I don't take any supplements, by the way, other than desiccated organs. All the zinc I need is in animal meat, from beef and lamb. That's another story if you want to get into it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, yeah, zinc is a problem. But the interesting thing is this virus doesn't necessarily have to start and stop just in the respiratory system. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it isolates itself into the colon, and my diarrhea was a significant factor. As a matter of fact, my PET scan showed a abnormal dysbiosis in the end of the colon, mm-hmm. which would be typical if I had COVID in mm-hmm. my gut. So everybody doesn't present with the same symptoms, but the most prevalent symptom would be total exhaustion, mm-hmm. muscle pain, and joint pain. And that is what I had more so than I've ever experienced in my whole life, as a matter of fact.
It was wow.
very debilitating.
Well, we all know you take care of your gut health. And so do you think, I have to
yes.
ask you, do you think Enviromedica's deep immune health, the probiotic
actually,
had anything?
Without a doubt, that's part of my unconventional cancer protocols.
Uh-huh.
They have a variety of bacillus spores that are in it, which is important, but they also have another metabolite that actually stimulates interferon, which is the active part of the immune system to fight viruses, which is quite
wow.
interesting. And there's some interesting human studies that show that. Okay.
Yeah. It's so fascinating.
I use that product.
Your journey has been fascinating. It is a fantastic product. I take it every day myself. But you know what? I'm looking at the clock. We're going to go for a quick break. More coming up with Dr. Al Dannenberg. We're going to be talking about the importance of nutrition when fighting cancer and keeping your immune system strong. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Want to advertise on One Life Radio? Send us an email, info@oneliferadio.com.
Hey everyone, there's a chill in the air, which means fall and football are here. And nothing tastes better when you're watching the game than a great tasting holiday beverage. So we have some great news. The makers of Sun Warrior plant-based protein have now made your favorite holiday drinks even better by making them delicious and good for you. Sun Warrior has added two all-time favorite holiday flavors to two of their best-selling products to create the pumpkin spice Warrior Blend protein and peppermint bark collagen building protein peptides. Grab your ice shaker and mix these two with your favorite warm or cold beverage to create a healthy holiday drink. The price-friendly introductory sizes will only be available for a limited time, so order yours today starting October 5th at sunwarrior.com/OLR. They are the perfect stocking stuffer. Combine them with an ice shaker and you've got the ideal health-minded holiday gift. Visit sunwarrior.com and iceshaker.com to check out all of their amazing products. Happy holidays from Sun Warrior, Ice Shaker, and One Life Radio.
A decade of educating and learning. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior in the Mix and Dr. Al Dannenberg. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. Dr. Al, we're talking about the importance of nutrition when fighting cancer. You know, you set defined goals when you began your journey. What are they and how have they helped you along the way?
Yes, well, of course, quality of life was everything to me. That's one reason, because of my diagnosis, my prognosis, which was very poor, 3 to 6 months to live. I rejected chemotherapy because I did not want to destroy or interfere with my weakened immune system. I wanted to enhance it. So I rejected chemo and I created, after some research, my little protocols, my 10 unconventional cancer protocols that I update constantly to support my overall robust immune system, to support the quality of life. For me, I never was afraid of dying, and I'm still not afraid of dying.
That's interesting.
What bothers me is lack of quality of life. So I would mm-hmm. have, in my opinion, I want a high quality of life for the next 2 years rather than longevity for 5 years depreciating or you know, deteriorating over that mm-hmm. period of time.
Yeah.
That's my philosophy. Most people don't agree with it, but that's what I have done to help myself heal.
Well, it's your life, right? Are you?
Yeah,
are you?
Well,
I don't know if we've ever talked about this. Are you super spiritual?
Yes.
Oh, there you
go. I am absolutely not religious, so I don't profess any religion or subscribe to any organized religion, but I believe in the soul. I believe we are here for reasons. I believe our soul is immortal. Our bodies, our physical bodies are not. We can go into that. It's really quite an exciting topic, as a matter of fact. But
yeah,
yes, and that has helped me definitely along the way to not be in denial. I've never been in denial with the cancer, and I've never been in denial with the fact that I will die from symptoms, manifestations of this multiple myeloma. I know that. Okay. I'm okay with that. But the quality of life has to be as ideal as I can make it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing really well. I can hear it in your voice. You sound great. Yeah, even after this most recent scare. So, do you believe that this scare that you just went through would have been much worse had you not built up your immunity through diet and exercise?
Oh, yeah, I would have died. Look at Colin Powell. Colin Powell, 84 years old.
Yep.
Colin Powell was vaccinated. Colin Powell had multiple myeloma. He was treated conventionally, as from what I gather. I'm sure he was not metabolically flexible, certainly didn't eat and take care of his body that I do. And he died from COVID.
Yeah.
And I would have died from COVID. Now, the research currently shows that individuals with the type of bone marrow cancer I have do not do well on the vaccine, only because the vaccine stimulates the plasma cells to develop antibodies. Well, the plasma cells are malignant, and the antibodies are dysfunctional. So if it does anything, it stimulates dysfunctional antibodies, which I believe activated my cancer, not because I had the vaccine, but because I had COVID. So, I think I would have died. I would have... You and I would not be speaking today.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we are. I love having you on the air. I do. I love your enthusiasm for life. I always have. You're such a fine man. You really are. You know, but let me ask you this. So you started, I heard through the grapevine that you started using bovine colostrum on a daily basis as part of your cancer fighting protocol. So what is it for people that don't know, and how does it assist healing?
Well, I've done a little research, and I wrote a blog that I just posted yesterday. So if you went to my website, it's the first blog that's out there. I've done research, and I've looked into a company that manufactures a product called Colostrum 6, which is bovine colostrum collected within 6 hours of calving. Of course, the calves get all their colostrum, and then the remaining time up to 6 hours is collected. It's just dried. Nothing is done to add or subtract to it other than water. The only thing that's removed is the water. Well, the research on bovine colostrum and human health and even some cancer is amazing. The last couple years, if you look at PubMed, there are many articles describing how bovine colostrum helps the gut microbiome, helps healing the epithelial barrier, but also helps with athletic performance. It helps with longevity. There are a number of biologically active elements in bovine colostrum that are extremely active and beneficial and very concentrated. This has nothing to do with milk. This has totally a different constituent base than the milk that gets started produced after the first 6 or so hours.
Well, colostrum is something,
exciting.
Most people, that is exciting. Most people, and I have to ask you, and Junior, I'm going to pull you into this. You know, colostrum is essentially the food, the serum, if you will, whatever you want to call it, that comes out of a woman's breast after she gives childbirth, you know, after she has a baby. Yes. And it's the first thing that feeds the baby. It's why it's so important to breastfeed if you can, if nothing else, even the first couple of days, just to get the colostrum, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
And it supports and creates the baby's immune system.
Yeah. Okay. So is there such a thing? I know it sounds kind of weird, but is there human colostrum for sale anywhere? Do they produce it or sell it?
Great question. I'm sure that it is done, but the research shows that bovine colostrum is better than human colostrum as an adult. So it has elements in higher concentrations than human colostrum, and all the research is on bovine colostrum, not lamb or, you know, other ruminant animals, basically bovine cattle colostrum.
Yeah. I I wish they didn't eat baby animals like lamb.
Okay.
You know, why does it have to be a baby? Why can't it be alive for a few years before?
Lamb, we're talking about sheep. We're not talking about, you're talking about, baby calves. That's not baby calves. Lamb is sheep.
No, I know. Just babies in general. Just baby calves.
When they're brought to slaughter, they're not babies.
Yeah, no, I know. I do know the difference. And of course, I was speaking about, you know, lamb and veal. It's something I'm really passionate about. Yeah, you just have to go along with me, Dr. Al. We can't agree on everything.
That's okay.
Right?
That makes it interesting.
It is. Okay, so can you take this bovine colostrum? Is it in a supplement? Is that how you take it? You said it was
The company that I am buying with, I need a lot of it. So you can get it in capsules, which I don't recommend, or the powder form in just small quantities. But to be effective biologically, you need to eat a lot. A lot of people eat maybe 1 or 2 tablespoons a day. I am doing a test on myself, 6 tablespoons a day. I'm doing blood work and everything. I'm going to follow that up on every month with new blood work. But you can call it a supplement, but I don't like the word supplement because it sounds like synthetic. This is the colostrum with nothing added or removed except the water. And that's the important thing. You don't want to do anything to bastardize this structured, natural whole food.
Uh-huh. What does it taste like?
I think it tastes like delicious ice cream. But my wife doesn't like the flavor. It's slightly sweet, slightly very creamy because it has full fat.
Yeah.
It has the consistency of melted vanilla ice cream.
Ah, interesting.
I'm finding it to be, as I'm talking about it, I'm actually salivating. So I know that I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, you offer a list, and I don't want to run out of time before because I'm looking here at the clock. We only have about a minute or so. You offer a list of 10 unconventional cancer protocols on your website, drdannenberg.com. That's drdannenberg.com. Can you name a few of them and how people can get, the full list they can just get at your website, right?
Absolutely. It's downloadable on my website.
Okay.
I list all 10 with all the things that I take and links to it. It's totally for your download. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do it. So basically a healthy diet, that's a critical element. That means a healthy diet with all the nutrients you need and none of the junk anti-nutrients that are damaging the gut. The second would be to make sure your gut bacterial level is robust and diversified. There are things in your body like that are the energy cells called mitochondria. We need to enhance that. I have a protocol to do that. I also have a protocol to improve overall nutrients. So I do desiccated organs. I have actually done some of the immunotherapy I talked about. I talk about those specific things I did. To a lesser degree, if I have any discomfort, I take over-the-counter pain medicine. I never take narcotics or any prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I have some things to prevent my flu or upper respiratory system, which is very healing, like propolis or nebulized hydrogen peroxide, and some basically stress reduction and body strengthening methods. And that would be all 10.
I'm trying to think. I remember one time I sent you some kratom. How did that work for you, for your pain?
Yeah.
Did it work well?
Yeah. For me, it did not.
Okay.
But you see, I have taken CBD oil and you know, THC, and it's never helped me, but I know other cancer patients that have helped quite a bit. So I advise an individual in that regard. It never worked for me in that regard.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear your voice, and you sound positive, and you sound strong, and I hear the music playing. You're going to have to come back and give us another full report, maybe in a couple of weeks, and we'll see how you're doing.
Well,
thank
you. You and everybody that is in the studio have a wonderful, happy, memorable Thanksgiving.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. And you too, Dr. Dannenberg. Everyone, go check out his website at drdannenberg.com. We got to go. Remember, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Take care of it.